neighborhood star. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth.
They told me that I wasn't going to be able to get my CDL, so it wasn't no point of going to Hazelwood, Missouri and doing that. Came back 3 weeks later with CDL in hand.
Life the hood star. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth.
They said most businesses fail at 5 years. Well, guess what? I'm going on my 7th.
Life the hood star. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth.
They said my kids shouldn't be allowed to say anything that they want. My daughter just made the honor roll magna cum laude, and my son the student of the month.
Life the hood star. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth.
They said you shouldn't leave your job and become a CEO because you was gonna fail. Guess what? I did not. Still standing.
Life the hood star. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth.
For the people that told me these things, and this should be a lesson for those that's listening, you have to get away from the environment and the people that tell you that you won't amount to nothing. Rather they be your family or your friends, they just projecting their fears on you. And a lot of times that might stunt your growth if you allow those thoughts to pierce your mind. You could do anything that you believe that you could do. Burn all your boats, put your back up against the wall, and trust me, under pressure, you're much better than what you are when you're comfortable. Put yourself under pressure. Believe in yourself, believe in your goals, believe in your dreams, and believe you will win. Comfortability kills people. Put yourself in unknown situations and watch how sharp your mind gets. Watch how focused you get. Watch how every action that you take become more deliberate. Get away from the people that's telling you what you can't do. Get by yourself. Be by yourself. Believe in yourself. And that's the only thing that you have out here in this world, in yourself. Much love to everybody supporting the podcast and everything else that I do. But I'm under pressure right now. I like it. I work better under pressure. I'm on some death ground shit right now. You know what I mean? Legend has it that it's been many armies that put themselves up against the mountains, up against the oceans or the shores, and they came out on top because it was a do or die situation. Put yourself in a do or die situation where there is no turning back, where there is no retreating, and the only thing that you have is yourself. Watch how sharp your mind gets. Watch how focused you becomes. Get away from the distractions. Turn social media off. Stop being with your friends. Get more focused on your goals and your dreams. Who cares if they believe you or not? Nobody cares. Most importantly, nobody's really coming to rescue you. It's all an illusion. Under immense pressure, as human beings, we operate better. Put yourself under immense pressure if you plan on being successful. All of that, you got somebody to call. You got somebody that's going to bail you out. You never going to give life your all if you got somebody to bail you out. If you think in your mind, that's a trap. That's a setup. If you get to a point you believe that the situation may get hairy or the situation may get sticky, you got a lifeline. That part of your life is killing you. It's stunting your growth. It's holding you up. So until next time, my friend, burn the boats. Rely only on yourself. Nobody is coming to save you.
That's my nigga. Die young in the hood where I'm from.
I only got one question to that. Why the fuck am I here? I look to the air, ask God, love me, please. But in reality, only people that hug me is thieves. Same niggas that send shots through my rugby sleeves. They wanna slug me and leave, I'm thinking it must be me. Please shed light, the hood's dark. I did my dirt but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told I'd amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth. Separated me from the shit I was wanting the most. Felt myself coming close to pumping them O's. Lump in my throat, chest poked out, face was poker. Trying to erase my ghosts, chasing smokers. Got demons on both shoulders, trying to show for my life through the streets. In other words, nigga, my will was weak. Please feel what I speak. This ain't your average ordinary jogging. Weak rap niggas be talking. This shit is deep. From the mind of Buster X and me. To all my fallen soldiers, rest in peace. Till we meet, niggas.
Why,
all my niggas, tell me. Tell me.
We
be crazy with it. And quick to blaze with it. From in my soul to every word that I curse. With all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas.
Why,
my niggas, tell me.
Why,
tell me.
We
cause we gods, nigga. And go to yard, nigga. Because I walk the ground under my feet. And keep it live and stay in tune with the street. Now let me ask
you,
my nigga.
Cool,
like I respect the new you. Never see you two could get it through your foo-boo sweater. Like a nigga when they walk in the dark. Trespassing on a nigga land. Shots echo loud in the park. I live and die for all the shit I believe. And rep for everything I stand for. With every single breath that I breathe. Like the intake from cigarette smoke. It's like you inhale the demon in the gutter. Stress, struggle, and broke. If the shit was all over the mall, I'd leave a treasure for my kids with a legacy for my children to follow. You know it's funny how the good die first. Get the pepper, then you're stepping, faggot nigga, cause you could die worse. Hold on, you know I cut off my arm. In the name of reppin' real niggas in the midst of dropping this bomb. Allah blessed me to rep for the better. And carry on something great and keep a nigga name living forever. Now tell me,
why,
all my niggas tell me,
why,
tell me.
We
be crazy with it, and quick to blaze you with it. From in my soul to every word that I curse. With all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas,
why,
my niggas tell me,
why,
tell me.
We
gods, nigga. And go to yard, nigga. Because I walk the ground under my feet. And keep it live and stay in tune with the street. Now let me ask my niggas,
why, 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 why.